Once Jesus made the reason clear for his coming, he chose for himself named and numbered disciples. The number was 12. Most of them came from right here in his Galilean homeland. Some of them were rough and uneducated, but beneath the outward hardness of these men, he saw a strong inner light, a spark that would burn eternally. And he bestowed upon them his own miraculous powers to heal the sick, to bring the dead back to life. And he especially told them to go and preach his gospel. He educated them, and he had patience with them. He often spoke to them as he would speak with little children. He even called them children. He patiently endured their clumsiness and their rude misunderstanding of his words. At times they were his only audience. He drew them to himself, and he stamped his own image upon them. He picked them up along the road, along the seashore, wherever he might see them. He would say to one, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." Among his first disciples were James and John, the sons of Zebedee. John was to write a beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ in later years. There was Andrew, Philip, Nathanael, Thomas, Matthew, Simon, Thaddeus, James, Judas Iscariot, and Simon Peter. Once Jesus said to his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And some of the disciples said, "Some say you're John the Baptist and Elias, and others say you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." And then he said to them, "Well, who do you say that I am?" And it was Simon Peter that said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven." And Jesus went on to say, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."